This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Anne in China. Here is part of Anne's question. Hello, teachers. Could you please help me understand the difference between extend, expand, stretch, and enlarge when I describe an activity that makes something larger than its current state? Thank you, Anne. We can use the four verbs Anne asked about to express an increase in physical size or amount. We can also use them to express increasing the time an activity takes. Extend. We often use the verb extend to talk about increasing the amount of time for an activity or program. For example,
officials want to extend the school year by 6 weeks.
We can use the verb extend to express an increase in people, things, or ideas. Consider the following examples.
The new rule extends to all employees in the company. They want to extend the benefits of freedom to people around the world. This research will extend our knowledge.
We can also use extend to express the distance or the area something reaches. For example,
the Rocky Mountains extend from the United States into Canada.
Expand. We use expand to express an increase in the size of a project or program. And, like extend, we can use expand to talk about including more people. Consider the following example.
Officials want to expand the program to include people from developing countries.
We commonly use expand in connection with business or industry.
We want to expand our business to reach more customers.
Stretch. We can use the phrasal verb stretch out to express increasing the time to continue an activity.
I wanted to stretch out my vacation for an extra 2 or 3 days.
We can use the verb stretch to express improving our ability to do something.
Learning a new language will stretch your mind and improve your problem-solving abilities.
Note that when we use the verb stretch in this way, we communicate the idea that the improvement might be a little difficult or take a lot of effort. Enlarge. Unlike the verb extend, we do not use enlarge to talk about an increase in time. Instead, it simply means to increase in size or scope. Scope means all of the things connected to an activity or project. Consider the following example.
They have enlarged their research team to examine the effects of pollution on animals.
For our readers and listeners, what are your questions about American English? How are you trying to expand your knowledge? We want to hear from you. Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And please let us know where you are from, too. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Andrew Smith.